Hello and welcome once again to Crazy Comics and Stories. It's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Rat Bastard. And at the other end of the series of tubes and wires we call the internets is Joe, Crazy Writer. How you doing today, Joe?
Well, I'm calling from deep inside the Crazy Comics vault here because I'm digging up stuff for this here Comic-Con. Hang on, let me get... Oh, dear God, Deathmate!
He's gonna puke! He's gonna puke!
Oh, man, I had no idea. It just snuck up on me.
Joe, you need to behave. We have guests.
Oh, hang on. Let me put on some pants.
Oh, for the love of God.
There, how's that?
Thank God this isn't a video podcast. Even though we're on the YouTubes, we're not taking pictures.
And they say...
No one needs to see that!
They say Zubas look bad.
They're right. So, guests, please take your place at the podium. It's an annual tradition that we have artist Dangerous Dan Moore with us as we get ready for SpringCon. Oh, wait. SpringCon's
nope,
dead,
nope,
isn't
that
it?
That is so last year. It is now MSP Comic-Con. MSP meaning Minneapolis St. Paul Comic-Con, because apparently a bunch of people don't understand what SpringCon means. Comic-Con,
users,
however,
jerks,
actually means something.
Scumbags. What? Huh? What?
So in other words, SpringCon has looked upon itself and been reborn.
It has.
Yes. I'm going to go with
that. We also have someone who's never been on this here podcast, but has been on the solo podcast. So she's graduated to the main stage. Mystery guest number two, please introduce yourself.
Jen Wicked.
And why are we having you on this here podcast?
I don't know.
Because you're an artist going to be at the con.
Oh, right, right. Hello, boys.
How much have you been drinking
a
already?
Female,
I have my vodka and Diet Pepsi here. I've just started drinking some.
All I got is Diet Cranberry juice.
Sucks to be you.
It does.
Dan, what are you drinking?
Yeah, what?
What are you drinking?
Lemonade.
Well, it's going to be an interesting show.
Corey, can I make really one suggestion?
No.
Rather than talk about MSP Comic-Con, which itself is pretty cool because it's coming up May 16th and 17th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days, $12 admission to get in, kids 9 and under free. And if you bring a can of food for the food shelves, I'll give you a buck off. That's per admission. And, of course, we all know it's 100,000 square feet of extreme comic book action. Hundreds of dealers, over 250 comic book creators from all over the U.S., including Texas. They're going to have door prizes, grab bags, and much more. But rather than talk about it like we have done years past, why don't we just suggest that people who are interested in coming go to podcast number 141 or 106 or podcast 72 or podcast 41 or podcast number 12 and listen to Corey and I rant on and on about just how great this here Midwest Comic Book Association puts on a Comic-Con. Because then we can talk about what Dan and I really want to talk about, Transformers.
Transformers.
Yep.
Enough. Joe, that's for your solo podcast.
No.
That will never start.
For once, I've already forgotten that giant list of numbers.
I think I have too.
He said, go check these old podcasts, and my eyes glazed over, and I just...
It's my fault. Even Stephen Hawking says if you do more than four numbers of podcasts, people just tune out. It's my own fault. I apologize.
I do have a question, Joe. Why did you single out Texas?
Because that's where our lovely Jen Wicked's coming from.
Oh! I didn't
Deep
know
in the heart. Why, did you think we were invading Texas or something?
No, I'm not going to. Now that I know she's coming from Texas, I'm not going to say why.
I drive a pickup truck.
Trust me, her umbrella is very sharp. Matter of fact, I better put on my helmet here.
I bought a brand new one just a few weeks ago.
By the way, Joe, she is from Texas, so yes, she does have guns.
I have multiple guns.
I like this
I won't
idea
be bringing them with me.
Yeah, because the Minnesota State Fairgrounds get real cranky when you bring guns on the premise. Even for the comic or cosplay people, they're telling them no functional weapons are allowed And that's the state fairgrounds rule, not like MSP Comic Con.
Wait. I'm interested in this whole, you know, sharpened umbrella thing, though. Can
trust
we go back
me,
to this?
No,
there's no,
no
sharpening
me.
Involved. It's very
no,
boring.
It's just a big whack. Oh. Kind of a, oof.
Oh,
I still got a welt from when she visited me at the old comic store.
Speaking of the old comic store, in the worst segue ever, you know who else likes comic stores?
Who's that?
These guys, our sponsors.
You may not be able to join the Mighty Marvel Marching Society anymore, or even the Friends of Old Marvel, but you can visit our sponsors. Our oldest sponsor is DreamHost.com. DreamHost.com is the best, bar none, web host in the whole known universe. If you need a website, go to DreamHost.com. They will take care of you as they've been taking care of me for over 15 years. If you use the code CRAZY, that's K-R-A-Y-Z, you get $20 off your first year of hosting. If you are listening to this podcast, you are very good looking. That's right. As a good looking person, you can't trust your skin to any old razor. That's why you need to shave with the amazing razors you could get delivered from the Dollar Shave Club. Every month they send a box with your shaving supplies. At the beginning of the week, or whenever you want, you pop in a fresh blade and get that fresh blade shave. It feels fantastic, and it's just one of the many, many ways that you can maintain the good looks that everyone has come to expect from you. And if you join us at the Dollar Shave Club, their plans start at just $3 a month. They have a money-back guarantee, and there is no excuse for you to ever use any other razor. So just go to dollarshaveclub.com/crazy, K-R-A-Y-Z, to get started. One of the things you need to do this year, you need to get healthy. We all need to be healthy so we can all hang out a lot longer. And one of the ways to get healthy is not to go down to the vending machine and buy those chips or those candy bars or any of the other vending machine snacks. You want healthy snacks picked out by actual chefs who know what they're doing, and you can do that at graze.com. And if you use the code CORYS3R5P, your first and fifth box are free, so you can try it out. See if that's the kind of stuff you like. That's CORYS3R5P. Our final sponsor is Worldwide News. Worldwide News is the story of the lowest rated cable news network and the people who work there. It is updated twice a week by writer Corey Strode. Hey, that's me! And artist Dangerous Dan Moore. Worldwide News at worldwidenews.solitairerose.com, part of the Solitaire Rose family of websites. If you would like to contact us, there are a whole bunch of ways. You can email us at corey.strode@gmail.com. You can give us a call. We have a voice line that is open at all times at 952-856-0519, or you could go to Facebook and join the Crazy Comics and Stuff fan page. If you would like to advertise on Crazy Comics and Stories or on Solitaire Rose Radio, you can. Just send me an email at corey.strode@gmail.com. Subject to advertising. Thanks.
In a far distant time, a savage age ruled. An unstoppable force swept across the land. They came from over the binary seas. From a cold wasteland of barren circuitry. They came with swords. They came with axes, drenched in the oil of the incorrupt. They came metric and standard. May the code protect us from the Robo-Vikings.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Rathbone, creator and illustrator of Saga of the Robo-Vikings.
Hello, I'm Melissa Kaiser, writer of Saga of the Robo-Vikings. Our comic is about two separate but equal groups of robotic Vikings. It's a fantastic world of high robotic adventure.
This Kickstarter campaign, Attack of Saga of the Robo-Vikings, is an effort to raise resources necessary to publish the already created first part of the series into a 48-page book.
And this is where you come in. When you back our project and help us bring this saga to life, we've created some epic loot for you to enjoy.
With your support, we can help the Robo-Vikings destroy. I mean, conquer the world.
So just head on over to Kickstarter, put in Attack of Saga of the Robo-Vikings by Jeremy Rathbone. You've got 17 days to go. Go ahead, sign up. I want to see this comic. You guys gave me nothing to work with.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
He gets that way. He's just... But yeah. I'm going to keep it rated PG or at least G.
Well, you'll be the only one.
Yeah, but yeah, the Comic Con does cater to a certain group, and it's been pretty cool.
Nerds.
Since I first got involved with the MCBA, good Lord, 25 years ago? Don't do the math.
How many 8-year-olds are downloading podcasts?
I'm not sure, but there are a lot
they're busy downloading porn.
There are a lot of 8-year-olds coming to the cons. There's a lot of women coming to the cons. It's
oh, fuck, them really ladies cool. Can't hear that language.
Nope.
You know, I like gin.
I like you.
Ooh, thank you.
Well, you both wear top hats.
I hope you didn't think this was staying PG because there's more vodka where this came from.
Damn it, all I got's whiskey and gin.
I want to see Joe drunk.
No, you don't.
We've had a podcast where he was in Alaska hammered, and I don't remember what it was, but if you think it's hard to keep Joe on topic now, I had to cut out a 15-minute rant about the Palin family.
Why did you cut it out?
Because I don't want us to get sued.
Well, speaking of Nicaragua,
Joe, that's my job. Yes, Dan?
Oh, no, I just wanted to come up with a worse segue.
Let's casually discuss Middle East politics.
Well, we could, except I don't know what's going
Neither
on.
Neither do I.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Mainly because, Corey, did you know there are 3 exclusive things you can get at this here Comic-Con coming up?
Diseases?
No. That's only for you.
No, that's at every convention. We'll get into that.
No, this year, the MCBA has 3 exclusive things you can get. They have an MCBA con exclusive t-shirt.
Which is awesome.
Yes, Chris Herd. How do you say his name? Herdnon? He did original artwork for that. He did original artwork for a print that's going to be for sale. And then they also just announced that they're going to have a limited edition sketch cover variant of the MSP Comic-Con program.
Oh, wow.
And the only reason I mention that because you and I are going to be the ones selling them at the charity store that we tend to, I don't know, what do you call it, hang out at?
Well, I hang out there and you go get gas.
What kind of gas are we talking about?
Basically, it's like a rummage sale. And when people come walking up, what's the first thing you do when you come to a table and you see something you're interested in buying?
Just stuff it in my pocket and run away.
Well, I'll have you know that Big Mike and Butch are going to be the goon squad, so you may not want to do that this year.
Okay.
To answer Jin's question, you will know when he gets gas. There will be no question.
True. He'll scream louder than Linda or Lisa.
Who?
I thought you weren't jinking.
Oh, now you know why it takes me so damn long to edit the thing. Our podcast drops on a Monday. We're dropping this on a Thursday. Woo-hoo. Because we want it out before the con.
You're darn right.
So the convention is Saturday and Sunday.
We covered that. Thanks for repeating that.
Joe and I will be at the charity table. So if you're one of our listeners,
stop by and smack Corey across the head.
Ooh,
he will know
pie.
Every redhead by heart, and of course, if you do bring him pie.
Can I slap him across the head even though I don't listen?
True. Yeah, anytime.
You don't listen!
Jen, Dan, be your guest. You can smack him anytime you want.
I quit listening after my episode.
That's very wise. Corey often berates me for never listening to our podcast, but I figure I'm here to do the damn thing. Why should I listen to it?
Well, what do you do at work? You just kind of stand around, stare into space.
Hey, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
That's why you're standing around, staring into space.
But nobody has answered the question. What do you do when you come up to a table, be it Dan's, Jin's, or our MCBA rummage sale, and you see something you're interested in obtaining, other than, you know, Strode, who's got the, 4-finger discount?
They cut off one of them.
You buy it and everything else on the table.
Well, usually you have... The first question is like, how much is this? And that's the beauty of the rummage sale. We don't price anything because 100% of the proceeds will go to the two charities that the MCBA works with, the Lupus Foundation of Minnesota and the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. So we don't, well, how do we say it? You've got red in your ledger. You've done something bad. This is your chance to clean the ledger. We're not saying give a lot, but if you do, it'll go a long way. So every single thing.
We're not saying
thing,
you have sins to pay for.
No, we would never.
Don't like
say
feel
that.
Bad or anything.
No.
But remember that every dollar you spend goes to charity. And do you really want to shortchange charity? No. Do you really want to shortchange a nonprofit organization that all it does is help people?
Yes.
It's shameful.
You, Dan, are a monster.
Well, he's a bit of a Decepticon, but you should see the people's eyes when they don't, you don't have a price on something. And it's just, give what it's worth. Now, we're not stupid. We're not going to give away a $100 item for like 25 cents. Corey might, especially if it's a redhead feeding him pie.
Or wearing something low cut.
Yeah, there is that.
Hey, I'm easy.
Yeah, yep, male, female, combination of both, doesn't matter. He's there. But that's my favorite thing. Now, I want to
what redheads
ask
coming
Dan
up, Corey
and Jen. You guys have done conventions. What? How do you set up for a show like this? What do you have things pre-priced, or are you just gonna hang and hopefully somebody says hello to you? Are you gonna be interactive, or just kind of wait till my daughter comes by with the snack tray and get some free grub?
Are you gonna be hammered?
Am I allowed to be?
We don't have anybody do a breathalyzer now,
I will quote the Greyhound driver when I once took a Greyhound bus from St. Louis to St. Paul. 36 hours of my life I'll never get back. People, it's illegal to be inebriated on a state fairground property. If you happen to be inebriated on the state ground property, keep it to yourself.
Let me put it this way, Jen. I know for a fact that there was at least one person drinking at one of the spring cons in the past.
I am professional. I am all business.
Well, it wasn't me. I will say that. But,
and I do know of a couple artists who have been at our convention the past few years. Made a Grateful Dead concert look like a dare. Dare me.
Hey, everybody. Stoli Blue Label.
I'm diabetic. Light beer for me.
Why bother?
Yeah.
So, Jen, why don't you talk about your setup at conventions? Because you're just getting back into the convention scene.
Can you be more specific?
What do you do at your table?
I sell shit.
Do you do a dance? Do you hit people with umbrellas? Do you grunt at people as they go by out of sheer indifference? Why?
No, I like to talk to people. I'm pretty interactive. I don't bite unless you're into that.
Yeah. I am.
I know. Well, you know,
okay, I call first.
We were just at Staple, and you know, the two people next to me are sitting there drawing and playing on their DS. You know, which is fine. But I like to talk to people. You know, kind of stop. How you doing? You see my work. I have books and stickers this time. I was just drawing at my last event, the end.
Well, that actually answers the question. I was curious what kind of things you're bringing this time. I actually bought the last two books you had a while back. Unfortunately, my daughter absconded with them.
I didn't have any books before. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh.
That was before Superboy punched the wall, I guess.
Cool. I'll find these things and bring them out of obscurity. There are plenty of guests who I have their first works, and I love to taunt. Dangerous Dan, though, isn't one of them. Dan, what?
Yeah, you don't have any of my stuff.
Shit,
as far as I know.
Are you bringing? I'm just going to use Jin's words. What shit are you bringing to the con?
Yes.
Shit, I made myself.
Because we all know my shit is stuff, and your stuff is shit.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's shit all the way down.
Yes, it is. And I will say the last year or so, I've felt like I've had diarrhea. But anyway.
Is your wife going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then we don't care.
The crickets enjoyed
it. We don't care about you then. Forget that.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty much the way it goes. She sells more of my stuff than I do. I'll have my Everyday God stuff. I will have some of the originals from Corey and my strip with me.
You and Corey are going to strip? Oh, sweet yeah. Jesus. Save me, Jeebus.
I may need to rethink this trip.
I may take my tie off.
Oh.
That's as close as I get to stripping, that's ladies hot. And gentlemen.
I've seen you with your shirt off, you... Ugh.
I know, that's why the closest I get to it is taking my tie off. Last time I took my shirt off, I ended up on the show Finding Bigfoot.
Hey, Joe, do you remember that time that I shaved Corey?
I had those isolated. Must kill.
Oh, my God. Wait, you two were involved in a Corey shaving?
I went through an entire bag of disposable razors.
Oh,
why don't you just use a lawnmower?
You should. Yeah, there you go. You should have got a hold of me. I've got waxing equipment. Corey, we're going to wax you this weekend.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Like an entire case of candles worth of wax.
This will be perfect for the charity for the charity booth. You know, we'll have people give money to have you waxed.
I'm not feeling so well. I may not make it this week.
He's going to edit all this out.
I thought you said that charity was important.
It is.
Because it's going to help other people.
Don't you care about the orphans?
It's going to hurt me.
Do you know how much we could make for hurting you?
No pain, no gain.
About $1.50.
And that's $1.50 to help people.
And do you know what you can get for $2? We will also be doing the computer raffle. I have to get back to the con somehow. You see, I got to inform Corey all these neat things we're going to do. We're going to be teasing people with prices, taking orders for the shirt, program book, and print. And then we also have a computer that's given away every year. And this is a really sweet computer. It's like a 8 gigabyte, 1 terabyte DVD, RV RAM, AVD, and an RC converter, modern tower with 600 watt power supply, 19.5 LED windows, 8.1. Oh boy, they lost it at 8.1. But it's pre-installed with Marvel Heroes Online, League of Legends, DC Universe Online. $2. And last year we had 300 people enter, so the odds were 1 in 300. So come on by, give us $2, buy some prints, get some swag.
And, you know, you had asked me about my wife, but also Wolfie will be there.
Ooh.
And he has recently let slip that he's going to be running for president in 2016.
Why don't you explain to the people who Wolfie is?
How do you explain him?
Wolfie,
it's a fucking puppet.
But the puppet has a history.
Yes, the puppet has a history.
Wash him.
Did I wash him? Well, not recently. I don't want to wash him. I know where he's been. But the thing is, yes, he has a bit of a history. He was originally created to be in a theatrical production, and I was practicing using him at another convention where I was a guest of honor, and he ended up gaining his own following and personality.
You have no honor.
Oh, my God. he now does conventions with me and even does his own. I mean, he actually gets put into the programs as one of the people to come see. He has his own panels, which are 18+. He and I are listed separately. He had his own bio in one of the conventions. He had his own badge in one of the conventions. The convention actually made him his own badge. And now he's going to run for president because he feels that the country could use more awesomeness.
He's got a better chance of winning than Marco Rubio.
Who doesn't?
I enjoyed how you name dropped being a guest of honor.
Thank you. I don't get money for what I do. I might as well get something.
So I've got a question about setup and everything, because Dan's got a new banner and all.
Yes, I do.
As you have set up in the past, I'd like to get your one of the great things that has happened to you at a convention, and one of the things where you just, at the end of the day, hated humanity. And I would start with Joe, but I'm frightened of what stories he would tell.
Well, why don't we start with you then?
Well, I'm the interviewer. Let's start with you, Dan, because you were silly enough to speak up first.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Let's see. I don't want to go first. I always hate humanity, so really that just means it was a normal day. crap.
Fine, we'll come back to you.
Okay, good.
Jen?
Yes?
Do you have a story of when you had fun at a convention and when you at the opposite end when you didn't much care for being at a convention?
I have fun at every convention. I don't know what you're talking about.
Obviously, you haven't dealt with dealers. Joe?
Yes?
You've been a dealer at a convention. You've been part of putting on a convention. Tell me a story about a good thing that happened and a bad thing that happened.
I made lots of money, and setup sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Really, I'm kind of like with Jen on this one. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a convention that I've had a bad time at, or that I had a, you know, a experience so rotten that it never, you know, I never wanted to go back. I always had three things that I wanted to do at a convention. I wanted to, you know, see some guests. I wanted to sell stuff, or I wanted to pick up stuff to sell later. So as long as I was able to do one of those three things, I was fine. If I ever get around to talking to Gruber, he'll tell about the bad Wisconsin Dells Con. I suppose this is probably the worst, because if you can imagine the front of a Ford Ranger, it was me, my wife, and this was a stick shift on the floor, and Classic Pat. Classic Pat being about, what was he topping, about 300 at the time?
Oh, 3.5 bills.
And God knows how many comics in the back. So we had to go from St. Paul to Wisconsin Dells. Now, the con itself sucked. It was a slow con, didn't really do much. I bought a ton of those Marvel 80s, I forget what they call, Marvel Secret Wars toys, which later on when I had the shop, I sold for mucho money. So for me, it turned out great. My wife and I went out for lunch, and as we were wandering through the Dells, we happened to see these signs, free duck tickets. The ducks being the old army vehicles that you can ride, and they go into the rivers and over the lakes and, you know.
Through the woods.
Exactly. So we thought, hey, let's check them out. So we followed the signs to God knows where, and it ended up being a timeshare sell. So we figured, oh, well, they said it'll just take an hour. It took 4 freaking hours. Poor Pat is sitting back at the con wondering what the hell happened to us. If we were dead somewhere of an accident, and how the hell he was going to get a ton of comic books back to Minneapolis. And of course, then we showed up at about 4 o'clock, and he was a little worried. We did bring him lunch, by the way. And
he had to wait till 4 o'clock for lunch?
Well, we weren't going to bring him lunch, but then we decided to, so.
Surprised he didn't kill you just for that.
Oh, trust me, he probably will. But yeah, he wasn't too happy. I mean, we did do the duck thing, but so to this day, I'm not allowed to say Wisconsin Dells around Pat. So again, that's Pat's hang up. I had a great con.
See, the best convention experience I ever had was a few years ago. We talked about it on the show. We had former Marvel editor-in-chief Jim Shooter at the convention. And I don't much care for his writing, and I didn't care for his style of what he thought was a good comic and everything.
He's way too tall. What's up with that? He looks down on everybody.
Well, he's 6'7".
Hey, no excuse.
So at the after party, I'm chatting with the normal folks I normally chat with, and then we realize that Jim Shooter is at a corner table
doing shooters,
drinking wine. No, wine. lots of wine, rapidly, and telling stories. So we get up and go over, and Jim Shooter is hammered, telling, you know, spilling all the behind-the-scenes stuff of when he was editor-in-chief of Marvel from, like, 78 to 87 or 88, I think it was. I got to hear all the dirt about his point of view, Marvel, during my teenage years, till 4 in the morning. And it was one of those things where I'm exhausted, but if I leave, I'm really going to be depressed about missing out on this stuff. And then the worst convention I ever had, Joe and I actually talked about it on Free Comic Book Day. When I was in charge of the convention, a lot of what I had to do was help the dealers get into place, handle all the dealer stuff. We had a dealer who would show up 10 minutes before the convention started with this dilapidated cart for all of his comics, and he always wanted the table by the door. So we've got a line. This was back at the old Thunderbird Hotel. We had a line that went all the way downstairs and out the door. And here's this dealer wheeling in his comics, trying to get by him. Then when he gets by him, he's blocking the door for people to get in as he's setting up his booth. And I'm trying to find somebody to help him. And, of course, everybody's gone. I think I need to vanish. I don't want to get stuck helping this guy. So for a half hour, I'm telling people, here, just maneuver around, get the busiest part of the convention, and the dealer's blocking the door. And at the end of that convention, I tapped out. I tapped out for a couple of years. Because then all of the complaints came to me because I was in charge. We couldn't get in. There were dealers that people couldn't get in the door. This dealer was mad that we weren't help, that he wasn't able to get any help setting up. I don't work with the dealers anymore, and I'm a much happier person.
Actually, what was fun about that is when our buddy Pat McDonough come in, and his fiance has lupus, which is why we got involved with the Minnesota Lupus Foundation. He took care of the retailers for us for the most part. His attitude, fuck them. He'd be like, hey, you got a complaint? Here, he'd pull out the checkbook. Let me refund your tables for you right here. That pretty much took on. I mean, and, you know, Gruber and I got involved with the MCBA because we thought, well, they don't have a retailer view. They need us. And after a couple of years in, we were the same attitude. You know, they're just a bunch of whiny bitches. Just, I didn't sell anything good. I didn't have a good con. Hey, maybe if you didn't price your things 12 times above guide, maybe you'd bring the same crap con to con.
Hey, those pogs are going to sell eventually.
They are.
They're going to be hot again.
Pogs are hot.
I would say what drove me nuts at one convention, I was doing panels, and I kept getting stuck with this one guy. It's probably best that I don't remember his name, because that way I can't name him by name. But he was.
And we don't want to get sued.
Right. But he was a Star Wars author. And everything he talked about was about his books and that he had them there and he was willing to sell them. Even if the question that was asked had absolutely nothing to do with any of his work, he found a way to make it about his work.
Say, what do you think about Middle Eastern politics? Well, that's very interesting, because in my last book...
Yeah.
In my last book, I sort of had an analogy to that, as the Jedi are fighting the Sith.
Exactly. And it could have been something like the Middle Eastern politics. Well, you know, when I was writing the book about the Sith that were lost for centuries, what'd that have to do with the Middle East? Oh, nothing. But anyway, my books are awesome.
Have you guys had the problem with the con plague?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about how to take care of yourself at the convention. One of the things, I actually had an artist give me the side eye one time because I keep a small bottle of hand sanitizer.
Exactly.
And if handshakes are coming, I'm putting on the hand sanitizer, not just for me, but for them. And Dan probably could talk more about it, how people come up, they want to shake the hand of the artist.
Yes, that happens, especially for the the bigger names. Oh, my God. Oh, which is another story I can tell in a minute. But anyway, go on.
So when you're packing your bag, if you're a con goer, if you're packing your bag, we're going to talk about things to bring. Always have hand sanitizer.
Deodorant.
See, it depends on...
Try not to put it on at the convention, because we don't want to see a button in your shirt and wiping it on.
No, the hotel room has a fabulous thing called a shower. Use it.
A lot of times when you're busy on the floor and you're busy trying to get yourself a good deal going through the comic boxes, you want to get the guy and gal next to you away from you so you have clear... shot at everything. I recommend eat yourself a burrito, some White Castles, follow up with an apple, maybe a little undercooked beef, and then
eat a bunch of Indian food the night
before.
Oh,
God, yeah. And then just hold it in and just lay down a cloud of gas so you can peruse these comic books at your leisure, and you don't have to worry about some guy next to you snabbing that one you wanted. Now, of course, that doesn't necessarily work as well when you're sitting in front of your favorite comic artist.
No. Well, if it's the ones that are high as a kite, they won't care.
This book is $5, but for you it's $10.
Really? I was hoping maybe $2. No.
Get out.
Well, it makes it go away faster than it's $2. Go.
I think we should stop at this point and say that we actually, other than volunteering and going to the con, have no – I mean, MCBA has – how do they say that? No – they don't recommend or condone anything we're saying on this here podcast. So don't blame them.
They have no knowledge and do not condone anything that has been said.
These statements
desk.
Are not endorsed by that thing. Yeah.
I am the MCB Comic Con, and I do not approve this message.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, we'll show up, and they won't know us. Although, whenever Joe takes off, that's when people come up, hey, I listened to the podcast, where's Joe? I don't know, he went in his truck, said he had to go get gas. I have no idea.
We were talking about gas again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to Joe, that comes up a lot.
Well, the way he would sneak out of the shop for hours on end is he would tell us, I got to go get gas. And then we wouldn't see him for hours on end. And what I learned going to get gas meant was maybe going to a movie, driving up to Duluth, going home and watching TV with his socks on and nothing else. We were just happy he was gone.
I thought maybe it was a euphemism for like masturbation or something.
No. That was just one employee, and he wasn't smart enough to do it in the bathroom.
Wow.
So, Joe!
I'm sorry, what? I had the mute on. I had to go run to the bathroom. What were you talking about?
So, however, when you guys were talking about the shaking the hands of the comic book artists and stuff like that, I had the greatest experience that made me so happy that I am not well-known.
You looked up and found it wasn't his hand?
No. Mr. Guest of Honor.
Another friend of mine who's also going to be there, Sketch Gustafson, who's going to be there this weekend as well, we're at a convention together. And both of us, I mean, we enjoy what we do, but we're not necessarily really well known. We were next to an artist who was. He was a DC artist, well known in the community. I don't want to bring up his name because of the stories I'm about to tell. But...
DC's moving this month. They'll never hear it.
Yeah. We were.
Is he dead?
No.
Is he coughing up blood?
I would not know that at this particular moment.
Is he trying to read?
You know that it's not Wayne Boring.
Is he trying to read Deathmate?
But we're watching his fan base come up and talk to him. And he did the comic art for comic books based on a cartoon. I'm going to use Transformers as the example again, so I don't give this guy away.
But robots people, in disguise.
They'd come up to him and say, oh, yeah, I love that cartoon. And he's like, oh, that's great. I mean, I actually worked on the comic book. Oh, there's a comic book. And then they'd start asking him, well, when are they going to bring the TV show back? Well, Well, I really don't have anything to say about that.
Are they going to do Transformer Pogs? Pogs are big now. They're making a comeback.
He kept getting barraged with these questions that had nothing to do with any part of what he had to do with the entire series. And we're just looking at him, and he was really nice and really well took all the questions in stride. And both of us are looking at him going, God, we are so glad no one knows us.
So one of the things that Dan does at his show is he's got books and does sketches for people and other stuff. Dan, what kind of stuff are you going to be selling at the show this year?
Well, I thought I already said that. But
somebody else ain't listening to the podcast.
No, I'm listening. I'm telling him to plug again.
Okay, fine. I will have the some Everyday Gods collections, which are always fun.
Explain to the people what Everyday Gods is.
Okay. Everyday Gods is a webcomic that I do that I've been doing since 2007. Right now there are three collections of the comics. I'm working on a fourth. And it's about the idea that the gods have been gone for 2,000 years and now they're back and have to deal with life as it is now. Thor has joined the Minnesota Vikings because it was the only Vikings he could find. Yahweh has passed out a couple times while reading the Bible. We'll take him, yeah. Well, you know, it's not like he has to worry about winning.
Hey, you damn woke the crickets up again.
You're going to play that little sound effect, aren't you?
He actually has some crickets and he tortures them to make them make noise. Yeah. Hangs them over the cat.
No, they have their own headset, and if they like a joke, they chime in.
That's why it sounds exactly the same every time.
Quit breaking kayfabe!
I'm with her. I think you better go find some new crickets.
This is really good vodka.
Dan, they're stepping all over the gimmicks here. Can you help me out by talking about your other strips?
Okay, fine. I do have worldwide news, which I, of course, do with you, which is about the lowest-rated cable news company in the nation. That is on the new banner. People can come and see, and it's even got Corey's name on it.
I may even sit with Dan for a little while.
I saw it in the little tiny font at the bottom.
Oh, God.
I'm amazed he couldn't make it smaller.
Yeah, it was way too big.
I didn't want him to sit with me. I don't want him to sit with me. That means I have to spend more time with him.
Well, it's not like they give me any chairs at the charity booth, so he...
Yeah, that's true. This year I will also have the first collection of Life as a Natural One, which was a comic that I did for a Wisconsin newspaper. And it's it only ran 8 issues because it was the paper only went 8 issues a year. Yeah, I know. But I'm going to be...
Did you kill the paper? Can we blame it on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to be turning it into an actual ongoing comic book. So the first one has a collection of the comics that were in the paper and then some sketches and information about the upcoming series. So.
And, Jin, what kind of stuff are you going to be selling at your table? Obviously not your booze, because you love that with a passion unknown by men.
Yes. I recently recently completed a mini comic for the first time. Can I give a shout out?
You can always give a shout out.
My comic bros, Mark and Root, who learned me how to put this together so I could get it printed. It's my favorite selections from my webcomic crap I drew on my lunch break. I took out all the really crappy ones, and it's just good crap, for $5. And I also have stickers and art cards and some sketches, and I'll also sketch crappy stuff for free.
And could you tell people what the strip is about?
It's about me, slightly exaggerated and mostly sober.
Well, I don't want that. I want to read about you drunk.
I think there are a couple drunk strips.
There are some drunk ones. It ran from 2003 to 2008, and then I do a newer strip called A Dollar Late and a Day Short, which is basically the same thing. It's just a little bit different format. And it's pretty depressing, so you might not want to read it. Or you can start at like 150, I think. Yeah, just read the new ones. The old ones suck.
There's a hearty recommendation.
Well, now I gotta go to the old ones.
I'm easy to find. If you see a redhead with a bad haircut wearing a Pink Floyd shirt and a top hat, it's probably me.
I don't know. There's a lot of cosplay going on at the con.
And if it's not, then you need to find out who they are so I can sue them.
She'll have an umbrella.
I don't have an umbrella. Well, I bought a new one.
Well,
bring it just
actually, I hate to say it, but the weather forecast for the weekend looks like it may rain, so you may want to bring it.
I'm going to be driving through a lot of states, so.
She's driving to Minnesota.
Confusion, intoxication.
I'm driving to Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah, sure, you betcha.
The Great White North, eh?
Good one, eh?
That was Canada.
That's not a real
country. I'm unofficially Canadian.
You're unofficially Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell wants to be officially Canadian?
Oh.
I want to know how you're unofficially a Canadian.
I was unofficially adopted.
Oh.
She wants to be Canada, but they won't let her in anymore since the incident.
Well, the kidnapping, it sounds like.
They're basically like, yeah, you're totally worthless. You can't come here.
Ooh, that's pretty bad coming from Canada.
I don't know. You could probably get into Calgary, Alberta, Canada, because it's pretty much Texas with snow.
Yeah, Calgary is the Texas of Canada. I had a layover there once. I don't talk about it.
As well you shouldn't. No. We don't ever talk about anything called a layover.
But you Minnesota people should definitely come see me. I'm nice. All the time.
Hence the name Wicked.
Yes. I like opposites.
It's satire.
So Joe and I usually every year talk about what you should bring.
Money, one of cash. There will be an ATM, but a lot of people don't take checks, and few of them will take visas.
I take PayPal. Well, I take credit cards.
So do I.
I take them, too, and then I go buy stuff with them.
Corey, you're ruining the whole...
Corey, play the crickets after that.
Yeah, he doesn't do
crickets. Why do you think I said it?
Sometimes you got to remind them, you know, you need to play them.
Don't edit that out.
You realize I have a whole lot of blackmail material here. This show could turn a profit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bob Liefeld's old series? Ugh, that's as bad as death, mate.
So Joe's right. Cash is king. Many of the dealers can't take credit cards because they're really just kind of guys with a truck and a collection they're trying to sell.
Although I will tell you, Mikey's getting me a card reader for my cell phone so that we'll be able to do credit cards at the charity booth. So
really?
People who can't do it don't care to. It's actually very simple and cheap to do now.
Yeah.
But cash is king. By the way, at the door, they only take cash or checks because this is Minnesota.
And
they take checks.
Can of food.
What's
for the
check?
Something that people used in the 80s.
Tiny chickens.
I was born in the 80s.
You know what's cool? When I moved to Minnesota, the McDonald's took checks, and I was fascinated by that. And now the McDonald's actually has signs. We will no longer accept checks as of, you know, some certain date, which means there are some people who still use checks.
I remember going to Taco Bell with you, and you paid with a check, and my mind was just fucking blown.
Your mind was blown when you saw pine trees.
There are Christmas trees everywhere in Minnesota.
Shh, don't tell everybody. We don't want everybody here. Only certain people.
My favorite story about Jim coming to Minnesota was the second day here, it snowed. And she thought it was the greatest thing ever. Wanted to be outside and build a snowman.
I need a snowman.
And all this stuff. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she was, when does this fucking snow go away?
I built a snowman, and I made his face with Hershey Kisses, and a fucking squirrel ate the face off my snowman. Like, I hope your heart explodes, you little shit.
Corey probably ran him over. Roadkill's a popular dish up here.
Yeah, but let's remember, squirrels are evil vermin that need to die.
Obviously, eat the face off. Someone.
I am friends to all rodents.
Yes, not squirrels. Yes. I don't know which are worse. Damn, which are worse, squirrels or deer?
Deer.
Ooh. Okay.
Deer are disease-ridden monsters.
Okay, I have a question. Are we talking in general, or are we talking about, like, specifics? Like, are we talking about the University of Minnesota squirrels? Because that's a whole different topic.
Are they tame?
You're going to have to explain that.
No, they're a growing army, I swear. I have seen squirrels do the strangest things at the University of Minnesota. I watched one run up a guy's leg up to where he was smoking, take the cigarette out of his mouth, put it in his mouth, and take off.
Corey, I need to go to the university.
The other thing that scared me is that a friend of mine would feed the squirrels French fries from the McDonald's on campus. And one day we were sitting there and we looked out the window and there had to be 24 squirrels sitting there looking in the window at him.
And didn't they realize if you eat at McDonald's, it really hurts your cholesterol and you could die?
I don't know, but I was afraid to leave.
And now that I know nuts.
Now that I know they eat the faces off of snowmen, I really did glad I didn't leave.
That sounds pretty hardcore now that I think about it.
They were metal squirrels.
They were metal as fuck.
So, bring cash.
Yes.
Ozzy Squirrelborn.
Give it all to me.
Hey.
And Dan.
Thank you.
Well, you know, some people may have elaborate barter systems involving vegetables that resemble famous movie stars. Most of them won't.
Correct. So, another thing is, you know, the people who bring the great big traveling wheel things that block the aisles, and don't be one of those people.
Yeah, bring a backpack or a bag.
Yeah.
Now, the first 500 people in get one of the special grab bags. And I happen to know this year, because I helped them stuff them, that they put in a graphic novel in every single bag.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And we had to go through because we had to make sure they weren't of the vertical / rated R variety. But
Joe kept all of those for himself.
Actually, those will be at the charity store. $5,
oh, okay.
$5 each, 3 for $10.
Boy, as I said, Joe took all of them.
Yeah, damn straight. If there's something left around, we'll take anything for the charity store. So if you're doing spring cleaning and you hear this here podcast, bring it in.
My favorite thing we ever had were the ShamWows. Someone brought a stack of ShamWows. And for the entire convention, I would just go, come on, you want to buy a ShamWow? They're made in Germany, and the Germans make good stuff.
We did sell a thing of deodorant.
Look at how Captain America beat the shit out of them for the last 70 years.
We sold some tube socks.
Yes, and deodorant.
Yep.
And 1 year, Joe's mom gave us some candles that were shaped like candy corn, and by God, they tasted better than actual candy corn.
And she gave us a Jesus that you would flip over and it worked like a magic eight ball.
Corey, I don't
I need
know
that
how
in
that
my life.
Save me, Jeebus!
Ask again later.
Wow, that's rejection.
Oh, not so good.
And you do need to bring a bag because most of the dealers will not have them. So you don't want to be carrying around a whole bunch of loose comics and books and stuff and having them fall out on the floor and people be stepping on them. And they're not mint anymore.
It's also more environmentally friendly.
Yes.
You should dress in layers. It'll be May in Minnesota and maybe Texas. Will it rain? Will it snow? Will it be tropical jungle heat and humidity?
Everybody, I was told, remember this was SweatCon?
Oh, it is, but that won't matter.
Yeah.
You won't be rained on while you're at your table.
Well, that's the thing. As of now, they said temps will be 75. Now, we're in the grandstand, which is a 100-year-old building. It's going to be cool and clammy inside the thing. Maybe by the end of the con, it might get warm. So bring a light coat, and probably hopefully halfway through the con, you'll probably take it off because it'll get warm. It is supposed to rain and thunder. We actually had a tornado one year when the con was going on. To be fair, it was on the other side of the city. But we just love to blow those sirens, you know. So there's a tornado within 100 miles. Run to the basement. Well, the grandstand is pretty much like a basement because the thing is solid concrete. But and of course, if one does hit the grandstand, boy, we'll have a hell of a charity store. So there's always pluses to these things. And the other thing with the clothes, comfortable shoes. The grandstand is nothing but concrete. That's why it's lasted for over 100 years. And it will outlast your feet and back. So you'll be on your feet most of the day. We will have benches around. You can always go outside. They'll have benches in the rain because it's going to be thunderstorming and stuff like that. So you definitely want to keep your tootsies safe.
Remember, when you buy your ticket, it's good for both days.
Yeah, I think they're doing the wristbands again. So when you get home, don't pull them off. You are
sleep
one
in
of
that
us.
Bitch.
One of us.
They will also, one of the things they say is stay hydrated, bring a bottle. There are water fountains, but there's also a outside. There's usually one or two of the fair vendors set up to sell burgers and sandwiches and sodas and stuff. But they have water fountains. If you like that bottled water stuff that's horrible for the environment, bring that.
You can just stand outside with your mouth open if it's
raining. The fair does recycle, so there will be recycling bins. So don't shove your water bottle in the trash box. Yeah, walk over to the tube there and just shove it in there.
Yeah, bring a bottle and use the water inside.
What is it, some kind of tube?
I will give if you are not a creator, don't listen to the next part of this. We're up against Midway Motor City Con. You know, all hard to get big name guests to come visit us. Of course, on the other hand, we got over 250 other guests.
So what's a Motor City?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Oh.
So if you want to go to a convention that opposes apocalyptic nightwear, go to Detroit.
Or if you wanted to pay a lot of money, you should have gone to Wizard World two weeks ago. Yeah, 50 bucks. $50 to get in, $50 to see everybody. Nope, only $12 here. Autographs are free, guests are free. You want to give Corey a smack on the butt or a kiss on the lips? Free.
No, I'm charging for that for charity.
Oh.
There, Joe, we'll have a kissing booth.
Dear God, we're going to have to pay out. Ugh. Well, let me transfer my PayPal over to my checking account, I guess.
One of the things that you should do if you're a fan is look up what guests are going to be there.
www.mcbacomiccons.com. That's only one C when you go Comic Con. And, of course, it's on Facebook under Midwest Comic Con. And if you Google it, you'll find it.
Be polite. Don't be one of those I'm trying to think of an insult that's Jen, can you help me out?
Smegma heads.
That's disgusting.
Somebody else knows it. We talked about that in podcast number. Oh, no more numbers. I'm sorry.
No more numbers, Joe.
No more numbers.
Don't be one of those morons. Smegheads. Don't be one of those long Chuckle box fucks. Heads.
You're a CF. Get out.
brings 200 comics for one of the artists to sign. Just bring a couple. Be polite. A lot of the artists will do sketches for monies. That's why they're there. That's part of their job. Many of them, like our good pal Mark Stegbauer, has been asking people to sign up for commissions now. But another thing is, if you're going to be asking them to draw a character that they may not know, bring an example. Like, just you know, here's what the character looks like. Could you do a sketch for me?
And if you need a picture of Corey, go to our Facebook page. I think everybody should go to every guest and ask for a picture of Corey.
Joe, now you want them to pay money. Now you want the artist to pay money out. Okay, here's $5 and a sketch of Corey. Artists.
Yeah.
What do you think that people should bring as one of the guests? What do you bring to a con other than your shiny, happy self and stuff you're going to sell?
Cameras.
No.
Yes. There'll be lots of pictures. I'm not actually be taking pictures this year. Somebody else will be.
Cosplay
your daughter.
Yeah. Cosplay of my characters.
There you go. Cosplay of Jin. There. How would that be?
There we go. I'll do that.
Everybody should dress like that.
They've got creators, cosplayers, art show display, Propatorium, Twin Lugs, Lego displays. There's lots of things to take pictures of. Courteous and ask permission, especially on some of the cosplayers.
Hold on a second. Speaking of which, okay, Jin, what did you say? A Pink Floyd shirt?
Yeah, I like Pink Floyd.
Okay, because it sounds like I'm going to have to cosplay you.
Do you like mascara?
Well, I don't know if like, but
I've
worn
it.
I'm sure his wife will get him into it.
I have cosplayed as Willy Wonka. I have had mascara.
I would be delighted if you cosplayed as me.
Uh-oh. Now this may have to happen. That or else Wolfie will have to do it. One of the two.
My friend Phil recently cosplayed as me and played Pink Floyd's Learning to Fly on the kazoo. I was delighted.
I don't know if I can top that.
He looked good too. Can you grow mutton chops?
We could always super glue them on him.
But the Dick Van Dyke isn't enough.
Hey, we don't say Dick Van Dyke in Minnesota. It's Harry Von Lesbian.
Corey, I'm sorry.
What?
You're sorry. I'm sorry I ever started this darn thing.
Okay, well, let's talk about what else you should bring.
Oh,
lists. Lists. There you are. Panning for gold among the long boxes when you happen across a Cherryman copy of that book. But did you buy a copy last year? Or was it the issue before? Bring your want list to avoid an anxious misadventure.
Dan, what's on your want list?
Cash.
Monies.
Cash money.
Yes. I don't know. I think I need to make sure to bring deodorant because this seems to be a big thing for Jin. I'm just going to pass it out to people, I think.
I don't like stank, okay. I have a sensitive nose.
Okay.
On my want list is Christina Hendricks. Anything else, Joe?
I am pretty sure she has never read a comic book in her life.
I don't care. And if somebody wants to cosplay as Joan from Mad Men, I am single.
Very single.
That for a reason.
Hey, my cat loves me.
No, your cat uses
too
you.
Too many jokes. Keep it rated G.
Stop holding back, Joe. Just let it all out.
You know what else you should bring? Bring friends. Don't keep all the fun to yourself. Remember, when you're telling your friends how much fun you had, the first question will be, why didn't you call me? I mean, how many years did I hear Corey say that? Hey, we had a great con. Why didn't you call me? It's always more fun with a group.
Hey, Joe, that was pretty good.
Oh, trust me, my hearing's going from the beginning of all these podcasts. I swear.
I know, I get a sore throat just listening to him.
Hello, and once again!
Welcome once again!
I hike them shorts up every time he hits that note. I don't know. So I think we got it covered. Comfortable shoes, backpack or bag, cash, list.
Don't stink.
Don't stink. Food and water, hand deodorant, camera with batteries or whatever, friends, dress and layers.
Hand deodorant. Is there such a thing as hand deodorant?
You don't have to smell like medicine. You can smell poofy and nice.
hand deodorant for when you've been using too much cumin.
We didn't talk about it.
People don't use regular cameras anymore. You're showing your age.
Digital. Oh, yeah. People like the phones. Me, I like it. I use the old-fashioned camera because I like an actual lens that takes detailed pictures. I want to see if that pox mark has moved from Dan's forehead to the other side. It's been slowly moving millimeter by millimeter. You really ought to get that checked, Dan.
He's got his hat pulled down. There's a little icon here I can't see.
Yeah, it's. I'll show you later. We'll point out and laugh.
Yes.
We didn't talk about it, but there are people who want to bring their portfolio. So I don't know if Dan or Jin care to look at your portfolio, but there will be some other comic artists that...
I can always use a lot.
The other one, too, is that, like, hey, I didn't know he, she would be here. Why didn't I bring my sketchbook? Bring it. And doesn't hurt to bring your own pen, especially if you're like peach marker with Cheruse highlights. You don't otherwise expect basic black. Or silver if you're doing it on a black cover.
I was going to say, if you're bringing dark covers, make sure you bring your own silver pen because half the time the artist won't have a silver pen.
Or it runs out because those things get messy.
Yeah.
That's expensive. Holy cow.
Anything the artist should bring that we haven't covered?
What the artist should bring?
Yeah.
Their stuff?
Okay. Yeah.
I think we've established.
Change.
You change would be nice.
Fucking box of Sharpies.
Yeah.
Oh, you know the other thing that's nice? Don't come up to Dan or Jin and buy a $5 book with a $100 bill. For God's sakes, bring change. You know, cut some fives, cut some ones.
I have no problem with them using a $100 bill as long as they don't expect me to give them anything back.
Oh, I swear we got one dolt every year. The first thing he does, he wants to buy a $1 item at the charity store with a $100 bill. And I'm like, no. Buy $100 and I'll give you $1 bill back. All right, let's see. Other things. We talked about the food. There's tons of free parking at the fair. Do not park on a yellow line. Bad idea. We talk about.
Hey, that's how I could raise money. Joe, can I charge for parking?
Well, you can, but the cops will drag you away real fast.
What does the. Damn
it. Trust me on this. The Minnesota State Fair has their own. Police force, they have authority year-round. They are very bored this time of year. You do a rolling stop, you speed, you park where you're not supposed to. Oh, you're going to get a ticket. And we would rather you spend the money at Jin's table.
Corey, maybe. My face is numb. Is that bad?
No.
Oh,
how much have you had to drink?
Have another
you need no. more vodka. Quite. That's my suggestion is have more vodka.
Okay.
More vodka. There's no paging at the con. There's no pets allowed unless they're service vehicles. There's no smoking.
Vehicles?
That's a state fairgrounds rule.
No so smoking vehicles?
What's a service vehicle?
Oh, it's cool. Every so often we get the Batmobile there, and they had the DeLorean, and sometimes Ghostbusters will visit.
Is that like one of those hover-rounds? Can I drive one?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Not as much as you've drank.
Look, when your face becomes numb, you don't get to drive.
Oh.
This is a good time to bring up the MCBA code of conduct.
Wait, there's a code?
Well, there's always, I swear, last couple.
For the love of God, wear pants.
No, it's not. I'm reading it right here.
Wear pants.
Not
I have grabby hands.
Ooh. Ooh.
Don't say that. Happening. Enjoy it.
There's been at other cons, people have been rude to cosplayers, they've been rude to guests, and the MCBA does have a code of conduct, and it's mostly common sense rules for public behavior, personal interaction, common courtesy. You're going to talk to Jin?
Hello.
Give her a shot of vodka.
Yes.
You're going to talk to Dan? Just give him a shot.
And remember, folks, Dan's eyes are on his face. Quit staring at his chest.
Yes. Be respectful. No, harassing or offensive behavior
moves, Dan?
Will not be tandered. Oh, man boobs.
Actually, they're usually looking at my wife's.
Yeah, I'll admit to that.
Yeah. That's why she wears low-cut stuff to this stuff.
Marketing, people! Marketing!
Exactly. That's right, they're looking at the table at least.
Well, they're in front of the table.
Okay, they're in front of the table.
On top of the table, spilling out on the table.
Yeah. Oh, you've met my wife.
Say nothing.
You know, we have a tradition. We have a tradition on your show.
Traditions. I like traditions.
You know what time it is, Joe?
Which time zone?
Yeah, it's time for Freaking and Geeking, everybody.
Yay.
Now, do you want this con specific or just anything?
Anything.
All right. Well,
but if it's con stuff, go ahead and bring it up. Who wants to go first?
You know what? I'll go first just so they can get an idea what we're talking about.
That's right. I have no idea.
Okay. We always start with freaking.
I haven't had any idea since 2010.
I cannot find a good quality ice tray. The stuff they sell at Targets now, I mean, you know how you twist it to get the ice out? It breaks. I need a good metallic ice tray. Just, it's crap. What's wrong with these people?
Beep, 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 beep.
I was reading Justice League 32 to 39.
Comics?
I know. We're going to get to it eventually. And basically, it's the aftermath of the big, what is it, Forever Evil thing. And one of the big things is Justice League, of course, was taken out in the first page, so we didn't see them till the end. And Lex Luthor got a band of villains together, save the Earth. So naturally, he wants to join the Justice League. So naturally, the Justice League don't want him. The problem is, there's a basic flaw with what the Justice League is doing. Lex is saying, you know, there is something that the crime syndicate ran from, something that destroyed their Earth. We need to figure out what that was and be ready for it. And so naturally, Batman and Superman, well, we don't trust you, Luthor. You can't join. They, for issues 32 to 39, did not once acknowledge the fact that Luthor is right. Whatever destroyed the crime syndicate's Earth is coming to their Earth. As a matter of fact, I think it took out Earth 2. I'm not reading any of that stuff. And when we get to geeking, we'll talk about what it is. We're going to do a free comic book show after this here one because Corey thought he needed sleep instead of doing a podcast. But when we were up in Granite City, I bought some superhero toilet paper. It's one roll of 2-ply superhero toilet paper so you can take on toilet time like a real superhero. Boom, pow, plop. So I put it in the bathroom. And I do
is this
have
something that's normally a problem for you.
No, but I did put it. Well, you know, I like to keep entertained, but I did put it in the bathroom and I did get an official review from my wife. And I quote, "You expect me to use this shit? Feels like sandpaper." Holly, on the other hand, just changed the role. So that's all I got for freaking. Who's next? Who else? Who's next? Who's got something on their chest that is twerking them off so bad that they don't air it out publicly? The con is just ruined. Who's verklempt?
Who's verklempt?
I got two things, okay? My hair looks fucking stupid.
Oh, and I'm a bald guy. You know sympathy here.
I went to get a haircut today, and the hairdresser, I had a vision of what I wanted. And the hairdresser did that thing where, you know, you tell them what you want and they think they know better.
Yeah.
So she cut my hair. So I have these two short chunks on the side of my face and it looks stupid. And now I have to go do this convention where people are going to want to take pictures of me and stuff. So I had to go on the way home and buy some wax and try to chunk it up and make it look like I did this on purpose. And the other thing is I've been shopping all week trying to find clothes to wear this weekend. And I don't know if you've...
Why?
I don't know if you've... I'm not going to dignify that with a response. I don't know if you've ever been shopping for women's clothing, but it's
not
all like hot pink and lime green and hideous floral prints, and all of it puts your tits on display like cupcakes at a bake sale. So I had to go to the men's department to find, you know, a shirt that didn't just, you know,
like
you know.
Cakes.
Yes.
I'm not.
What's the shirt you?
So we're going to see Dan now in hot pink shirts.
Dan, do you have nice cleavage?
I have in the past, but that involved a corset.
If you're cosplaying me, I want to see some boobs.
I'll see what I can do. The corset, however, gave me cleavage from my belly button up, so.
That's disturbing.
It was.
Dan?
Yeah?
What you freaking on?
Right now, the only thing that's really got me freaking is actually the wherever Marvel is going at the moment, because I'm really worried they're going to fuck up. You know, the Infinity Crisis things and the New 52 did not work all that well for DC. I don't know why Marvel is deciding to do it.
Because everything ends.
Oh, God.
Everything ends.
Everything ends.
Yes, but then you leave it dead.
One day the sun will engulf the earth.
I hope it's before this is done.
See, for me, the thing that's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Kickstarter. Used by artists to raise money for their projects. Used by bands to raise money. Archie Comics has done a Kickstarter asking for $350,000 so that they can relaunch three of their books.
What?
In Targets and Walmarts.
Well, that came later. Because at first they just put the Kickstarter out there. And then it got such horrible, horrible blowback from people going, wait a minute, Archie has enough money to print their own damn comics. They said, no, this is so we can get our digests into Target and Walmart. But you can pledge $10 and get three Archie comics. The PDFs, not even the printed ones. $10 for three PDFs of their upcoming comics. Kickstarter should not be used by a multinational corporation which has a TV deal, still makes money off the royalties from the song Sugar Sugar to at least six figures a year, just signed a movie deal worth millions.
Millions!
This is what Kickstarter I'm not gonna bother with. Archie's got enough money. I'm still gonna buy the digest. I like the idea of the Archie restart. The creative team is really exciting.
Corey,
who is that creative team, Corey?
You're a company that's been around for 75 years. You should know how to publish a book. I'm amazed at the backlash against this, to the point where there are some longtime Archie Comics supporters who are saying they're tapping out, they're done, because either the company's just treating their fans horribly. You don't want to do that. You don't want the bad publicity.
Corey, I'm really worried that you're holding back. Could you really let us know how you feel about this?
He does this every time. I tell him the guy's going to explode sometime.
No, because I've got it all out now. Now the bad stuff's out. We've got the poison out. Now we can talk about geeking. What are you geeking on?
Woo.
Joe?
I've got two boxes of highly desirable collectibles. And I'm going to bring them over to my buddy Pat. And he's going to sell them for me. So if you're interested in seeing some of the vast accumulation of crap that I always talk about on this here podcast, here's your chance to take a look and see what some of it is. I'm also bringing a box of lesser desirable collectibles, and we're going to donate that all to the charity store. So if you've got some crap you just want to get rid of, bring her on down. Normally, I'll go on and on geeking about the comics I read, but there was one comic I read that was just beautiful. Justice League 40. Corey, it all happened. Every single story that DC has ever published happened.
Wait, hold on. So that means The Flash's origin was caused by Mopey, the midget alien?
Happened.
All right. Ace the Bat Hound had to wear a mask so that people wouldn't recognize him as a regular dog?
Well, you already knew that happened because Morrison said all bat stories happened.
Beppo the Super Monkey spent 20 years on a planet spitting like a top because he was bored?
And Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman all met Jerry Lewis.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes. Justice League 40 basically resets, and as I talked about earlier, and I don't know if you want to throw a spoiler warning out on this one, the big threat that's been coming at the Justice League since 52 is an ongoing war between Darkseid and Mobius, better known as the Anti-Monitor. And Justice League 40 basically says that the universe has been reset multiple times. And we're talking Crisis, we're talking Zero Hour, we're talking Final Crisis, we're talking Flashpoint. They even talk about the little Brainiac doing his little convergence thing that won't have any bearing on the upcoming war. So everything happened. It's all good. I may have to start reading DC again. Just in time, because a friend of mine brought, she gave me 5 copies of Action Comics number 1 to bring to the con. Now, before you get...
What?
My guess is the new 52?
No, actually, this is the second print.
Oh.
You remember when that was?
No.
1976. They never reprinted an Action Comics until June 38. In 1976, they reprinted, and there were 2 versions. One, I don't know where it came from, but this one that she gave me, it was part of a free when you buy 3 bath-size safeguards. So and she brought these to me at work and was kind of like, I don't know what to do with them. And when I looked them up, my jaw hit the floor, and I'm like, I think you may have something here. eBay prices are crazy. I mean, the lowest price one's $150. I'm going to look through these and kind of grade them out, but they are going to be, again, at Pat's table if anybody's interested and wants to take a look at them. Or go to eBay and pay some silly, silly prices. That's what I'm geeking on. I'm all ready for Comic-Con, except I need to get this and that. Dan, what are you geeking on? What's got you happy? What's got you better? What's got you hotter than Horton Heat?
I'm looking forward to Free Comic Book Day on May 21st.
Dan?
Yeah?
You missed it.
I don't know how to break this to you, but it was the May 9th.
No!
Whack, whack, whack.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm really looking forward to is Batman Arkham Knight coming out next month. I am so looking forward to that because Rocksteady has the back, and well, we won't talk about Batman Origins.
It happened. It all happened.
I know.
And so, therefore, you can say all the Marvel DC crossovers happened, and all the crossovers and everything else happened. So everything. So
and Highlander 2 happened. Ha!
And sweet Jesus, so did Deathmate.
The other thing is, I finally saw Avengers 2. So now,
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Late to the party?
No. I saw like opening weekend. But the thing is, now I can just look forward to Avengers 3. Because that has been what I've been waiting for ever since the end of the first Avengers movie. And where I almost did something really bad in the movie theater. Anyway, I have been looking forward to the Infinity War ever since Thanos showed up. I'll try to calm
Looks
down.
Looks like I'll have to do it myself.
Oh.
Jen?
I'm not sure I'm going to be able
yes?
to get out of the seat.
What are you geeking on?
I am so excited to see you this weekend.
Aww.
I just
That's
want
how we know she's drunk.
Everybody to know.
I love you,
Corey. Corey is one of my best friends in the entire world.
I'm so sorry.
He's the only I know, right? Like, oh, I feel
you
bad.
You need to meet a higher class of people.
I'm sorry.
Jim, the question is, has he ever shared pie with you?
I can't remember
right
now.
I can answer that.
Oh?
I can answer that. No, he went, I don't
No,
care
no,
why.
He came to Houston. We went to House of Pies in Houston, which is one of my favorite places to go.
Cool.
But I haven't seen Corey in at least 10 years, and I'm super excited to spend time with him, and the convention is actually just kind of a side note to that. It's just my excuse to go to Minnesota so that I can see Corey again, so... I've had a lot of vodka.
Yes. This has been a very special episode of Crazy Stories.
Wait, the only special episodes we do is when Gordon Jump touches you in the back of your bike shop.
I am so drunk. I'm posting on Facebook right now, and Corey's replying, and I'm like, is anybody listening to Joe?
I haven't listened to Joe since 2010.
Who are you people, and why are you in my computer?
I can feel the
I'm like everybody's on Facebook replying to me while Joe's talking.
Oh, I'm multi-tasking.
Nothing but love, Joe. Nothing but love.
Oh, Joe's talking. Let me put it on mute and walk to the other room.
That's often when I do a bathroom break.
Joe, I'm not posting on Facebook. I mean, I'm not listening
Add
to you.
Add me on
I'm
Facebook,
not...
everybody.
Woo.
I love you all.
Oh, this has just been a wonderful day. I'll tell you this that
is,
much. Yes.
This is the best episode. Corey, you told me I could drink.
Corey, does that mean I get to come back again?
No. Oh. You get to show up during the special episodes, the anniversary episodes.
I was told that this is a very special episode because
oh, no,
we
Joe's
are letting
on Facebook.
We are letting our feelings
I feel left out.
Out.
No, remember? Have you
oh, my God.
It's a multimedia cast, actually. As you are listening to this, folks, make sure you go and find Gin Wicked on Facebook and find
yes.
out what was being posted at the time of this cast.
It says, I am so drunk right now.
Unfortunately, that will be hard to actually sift out of all the other ones that say that.
No, it's right at the top.
And I'm sure it will be on Thursday, won't it?
Great time for a podcast.
Best Jim, episode.
Jim, we're not live. We're not live, honey.
I know that, Dan.
So probably
we're not.
At the top.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
People like it when you're drunk.
I'm looking at Twitter right now, and I posted a thing that says. I favorited my own tweet, that's right, bitches. And it's had 13 favorites. So far, that's my most popular post I've ever made on Twitter.
Just think about all the times you sat there crafting.
I don't understand Twitter.
I'm going to write something that's going to be thoughtful and meaningful, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on it, and nothing happens. And then you just... I favorited my own tweet, bitches, and everybody loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you could post, like, butts, and it would get the most retweets you've ever had.
You see, anymore, if I still was working overnights, Dan, I found out, has a thing on his phone so that whenever I tweet, it pings.
Not at night. I shut that off. I'm smart.
If I was still working overnights, I'd do it. I'd tweet every hour on the hour starting at 1 in the morning.
No, my phone has this wonderful feature where I can basically shut everything off for...
Yeah, blocking mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mine like 24 hours a day.
Well, if you block everything, why do you have a phone?
I like to read it when I get around to it.
Okay.
That's what, you know, you use Archie Digest, some people read their phone on the crapper.
Could be worse. Kevin Smith talks about how he had a special thing made so he could put his laptop on there and watch movies. I'm sorry, Kevin, if you're spending so much time on the toilet that you need
to
watch
to
movies.
See a doctor.
Yes. Seek medical help.
Hey, hey, hey. Pat once read a whole run of X-Men on the crapper. It was a quick read.
Because it was, well, what I'm geeking on!
I don't care, Corey.
No, we were going to have to get it. No, fair is fair. He does get to talk.
Oh, come
about
on.
What he's geeking on.
You realize. You guys don't let me. I just drop it
Jim
in afterwards.
Jim brought us
I'm
go
to
ahead.
A height of a show that we've never had before. And
what?
Corey's going to bring it. Yeah, I mean, the
I
whole Twitter,
already.
Facebook thing. Go back yes. to Twitter and don't worry about it.
Okay. Corey, is it at least going to be as heartfelt as Jim's was?
Yes.
Hell no.
Ugh.
It's going to be nerdy and inside.
I accidentally unplugged my headphones.
Wow, that makes the podcast sound a lot better.
I know.
Well, last week, I interviewed the folks who did a comic called Lantern City, and they sent me a PDF of the comic a week before it came out.
Cool.
I am not big on the whole steampunk thing. I know it's really huge among people. I read that first issue, and I was not blowing smoke up their skirts. I thought it was one of the best first issues I've read in a long time. It laid everything out. It introduced us to a very complicated world. And at the end of the issue, I was very excited to see more. The art was amazing. A lot of computer coloring looks like it's just slapped on top of the art. But the art was made for the computer coloring. The sequences where things are lit by torches and stuff, it really looks like there's light emanating from the page. It's a beautiful, beautiful comic. It's from Archaea, the same people who did Mouse Guard. And I dare say it's as good, if not better, than Mouse Guard. I really highly recommend it. I'm also going to kind of counter Dan. I read Secret Wars number one. And loved it. It had small little character moments. It had big epic moments. It felt like what you want a comic event to be. It felt like big things are happening and big things matter. And the art was perfect. And it had the best Punisher moment in the history of the Punisher. Where all the villains are at the bar with no name drinking. And the Punisher shows up and says, well, if it's the end of the world, what am I going to do with all of these bullets?
Bullets.
And with the convention this weekend, I always enjoy the convention. It's like the nerdy family reunion. I get to see a lot of people that I only see a couple times a year. And since Jin stole my thunder, she's been...
she's so repentant.
No, I'm not.
She's been bothering me for 2 months. Are you excited about me coming? Are you excited yet? Are you excited yet? I don't get excited about much of anything. I'm old and I'm tired. But I have not seen Jin since her birthday in 2004.
Yes.
And we went to the worst restaurant service, the restaurant with the worst service I've ever had in my whole life.
What restaurant was that?
Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
You had your birthday people there.
There were too many people, though. We didn't call, like, a reservation.
That doesn't matter to me. What mattered to me was they got us a table, they sat us down, they said, we'll be right out to get your drink order. And we were having fun until we realized it had been 45 minutes since they had said that. And we tried waving down a server, and we couldn't get one.
How do you remember this stuff? I don't remember any of this.
He doesn't
because
have much
I had
life.
A lot of fun at the point where we finally were irritated. At an hour, we got irritated. And when Jin gets irritated, you don't want to be in the same state. Not the same restaurant, not the same county, not the same city. You don't want to be in the same state.
This man knows what he's talking about.
I had my cell phone with me. I called the restaurant that we were in and said, we are the group of 20 people at thus and such table, and we have been waiting an hour.
I don't remember any of this.
And they sent someone out, and they took our drink orders, and they said, we'll be right back with your drink, so we'll get your food order. A half hour goes by. The second time, I don't call the restaurant. I call the corporate headquarters.
Are you serious?
And the people sitting near me are like, don't do that. Don't do that. They'll get mad. And I said, we've been here 90 minutes and they haven't even taken our food order yet. I'm starting to feel like we're the Donner Party. Eventually we're going to start eating each other.
Donner Party of five? Party Donner of four? Party.
Three? I guess party I didn't notice because I was so happy.
Never mind.
And when I called the corporate headquarters and told them what was going on, three servers come out 10 minutes later, taking our orders and rushing and just boom, 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 and run back. And the food was out fast. And then when we went to play video games, the one picture I remember is of me and one of Jin's other friends. We were playing House of the Dead, and the yes. game was poorly calibrated that as long as you pulled the trigger, it hit the zombie. So we're just kind of standing there as if we're bored, just shooting anywhere. And Jin put under the picture the most lackadaisical zombie hunters in the history of mankind.
I don't remember any of this.
Well, Corey's actually making most of this up because, you know, that way his life is more exciting than it really is.
True.
He could be because I don't.
I'll get the NSA to run the tapes later.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
And then the next night, Jin had called some of her friends to have a poker tournament. Her friends are the worst poker players on the planet.
My friends are the worst everything on the planet.
I made... It was quarter poker, and I walked out of there with $75.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
And whoever your roommate was who made his own beer.
Josh.
Oh, my God, he was terrible.
I recently started talking to him again.
He's terrible at poker.
Yeah, I believe that.
If I would have had more time, I could have got your rent money out of him.
He paid the rent anyway. Don't worry about it.
But it will be good to see her. I've told her, and I'll tell everybody else, I've known Jin since she was 19.
Yeah, baby Jin.
And having seen pictures of her recently, somewhere in an attic is a picture of her that looks very, very old. Because she has not aged at all.
You take collagen supplements. It's very good for you.
I think it's more you're a vampire, and you're killing 17-year-old girls and drinking their blood.
No comment.
And if it works for you, hey, more power to you.
If it works for you, I got a couple that I can line up for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I want to get rid of them.
Well, kids, this here episode is coming to a close.
But before
so we'll
we
go,
already?
I want to remind everybody, MSP Comic-Con, May 17th and 16th, if you're traveling backwards in time like Merlin. Minnesota State Fairgrounds, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., $12 both days. Kids 9 and under, free. Stay away from gin. $1
yeah.
off admission with food shelf donation. Remember, over 250 creators, including the two we've been talking to just now, over 100,000 square feet of comic book action. Something for everyone. Free parking, free autographs, free panels, hundreds of door prizes, costume characters. They're not free. Free MCBA grab bags, 500 Saturday, 250 Sunday. Costume contest, comic art show, and more. There'll be charity events. Just remember, we are a nationally recognized and locally created all-volunteer event.
Joe, have you been drinking?
I've been drunk.
Joe got into Jin's vodka.
No, he didn't.
Trust me, www.mcbacomiccons.com.
What was that?
We'll see you there. Or not. Very embarrassing.
Dan, anything to say to the people as we try to close this thing?
I don't know what hay you were talking about anymore.
Oh, wow, duct tape. Ooh. I love duct tape.
Oh, I thought Joe had tased himself. Joe's tying himself up again because no one else will do it, right? Right. No, I think that says it all.
Jen, anything you'd like to say to our vast audience?
Please visit my website at jinwicked.com and add me on Facebook because I'm lots of fun. I like Instagram.
You kids with your tweets and your book faces and your Instagrams and your Tinders and your Downs and your Friendsters.
I like Pib Extra.
Come see me at the MSNBC room.
MSNBC.
MSNBC Comic Con. Rachel Maddow will be there. Chris Hayes will be there.
Tim Curry. Tim Leary. Tim Conway.
I can't anymore.
Tim Bunyan.
You can't Paul Bunyan. Anymore.
Chewbacca.
That was way too much.
I'd like to give a shout out to Paul Taylor, whoever you are.
Hi, Paul. Paul is the creator of Wapsie Square. I think he's supposed to be there, too.
He has been at the con since it's time immemorial.
It's Boobs the Webcomic.
But he's been sitting at the grandstand these whole last years.
Yeah, waiting on us. Huh. So buy something from him, damn it.
So make sure you give him the offerings.
Well, kids, as we say every week, the comic we like the least, we still like better than the comic you like the
What's
most,
comic?
Joe.
I don't say
oh,
that.
Oh, thank God I can take my pants off now. I feel like dancing. Someone call my mama. Hit my music.
Funk is on a roll. Funk is on a roll.
Hey, 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 yo. Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here.
The end.